BBC News with Jerry Smith. Survivors of the Nazi death camp at Auschwitz in Poland have urged the world not to allow a repeat of the crimes of the Holocaust as they marked the 70th anniversary of the camp's liberation by Soviet troops. More than a million people, mainly Jews, were murdered at Auschwitz between 1940 and 1945. Kevin Connolly reports.
300 survivors gathered, many in scarves made from the blue and white stripes of the thin prison uniforms they once wore on freezing winter days like today. If Auschwitz is a symbol of the worst that man can inflict, then they are a symbol of the human capacity to endure. The day belonged to the living, eyewitnesses to some of the worst of history's horror. But there were prayers for the many dead too, echoing in the greyish winter sunset.
Rebels in South Sudan have freed the first of several thousand child soldiers who are expected to be released in the coming weeks. The UN Children's Agency said 280 children, some as young as 11, were handed over in Jonglei State. From there, Ed Thomas reports.
Today they are all free. Their militia, the Cobra faction, has signed a peace deal. It means the children can finally put down their weapons. It's a promise child soldiers like Peter depend on. How do you feel today, now you're free?
No, I'm not afraid.
You're not afraid?
I need to become a pastor.
Despite the brutality, they have the chance to begin again.
A Spanish judge has charged 10 Roman Catholic priests with child sex abuse in a case that prompted Pope Francis to telephone one of the alleged victims to offer his apologies. The priests are accused of abusing 4 teenage boys in Granada in southern Spain. Tom Burridge reports.
This case of alleged paedophilia within the Catholic Church in Spain came to light last October when a 24-year-old man went to the police. The allegations centre on events which began 10 years ago, when he was a 14-year-old altar boy at a church in the city of Granada. In the court documents, which have now been published, he claims he was forced to masturbate a priest at the church called Roman Martinez. Pope Francis, who promised a zero-tolerance approach to sexual abuse cases in the Catholic Church, launched an investigation into the case back in November.
The authorities in New York have been defending their decision to shut down the city's transport system after what was forecast to be a potentially historic blizzard turned out to be only moderate snowfall. The city's mayor said he'd taken a better safe than sorry approach. World news from the BBC. Libyan security sources say at least 8 people were killed when gunmen stormed a top hotel in the capital Tripoli and set off a car bomb outside. Libyan officials said the gunmen killed 3 security guards and 5 foreigners, including an American, a Frenchman and 3 people from Asia. They say the siege ended with the gunmen blowing themselves up. The Ukrainian military says 9 of its soldiers have been killed in the past 24 hours amid intense fighting with pro-Russian rebels at several places in eastern Ukraine. Our correspondent Sarah Rainsford is in the region.
In the corridor of a small-town hospital in eastern Ukraine, volunteer fighters bring in their wounded. The flow of military and civilian casualties has increased here in recent days as clashes along the front line have escalated. The fighting's been particularly heavy in Debaltseve, and now its 2 nearest towns are under fire too. NATO, Ukraine's government in Kiev, and EU leaders all accuse Russia of stoking this conflict, sending weapons and fighters across the border to support the separatists. Moscow always denies that, but there's now talk of new economic sanctions to pressure Russia to back down.
The head of the water authority in Brazil's largest city, Sao Paulo, says if a prolonged drought continues, the city may have to resort to a drastic water rationing plan. Paulo Masatu said Sao Paulo would have to go down to 2 days of water and 5 without if it didn't rain soon. The main reservoir system is 95% empty. The favourites to win the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament, Algeria, are through to the quarterfinals with a comfortable 2-0 victory over Senegal. The other team to qualify, Ghana, had a bumpier ride. They were on the verge of crashing out against South Africa, but came back from behind with 2 goals in the last 17 minutes. BBC News.